Swarupa Ramanandaji, you are teaching seminars on the topic of the Hatha Yoga Pradipika. What is the Hatha Yoga Pradipika?
Hatha Yoga Pradipika is one of the tantric scriptures directly related to the Hatha Yoga. It's considered to be the most prominent of those texts, like the best guidance for a serious practitioner of Hatha Yoga.
What are the other texts on Hatha Yoga?
Then you have also, for example, the Shiva Samhita, Garuda Samhita, Goraksha Samhita. They are the three that come to mind right now.
What is the speciality of Hatha Yoga Pradipika in comparison to the other scriptures?
The Pradipika, the Hatha Yoga Pradipika, really gives a very systematic expose of what Hatha Yoga is all about. And it makes it very clear that the purpose of Hatha Yoga is really to awaken the Kundalini Shakti in order to obtain deep meditation, which is called Raja Yoga in the Pradipika. The whole purpose of the Hatha Yoga system is to go very deep, leading to the deepest type of meditation, or Samadhi.
What is the name of the author, and is anything known about him?
So the author's name is Swatmarama. What we know is he was a great Hatha Yoga master. As Swami Vishnu Devananda, our guru, explains, is that his name is highly symbolical, since Atma means the self, the spiritual self, Swa means one's essence or oneself as well, and Rama means to delight. So the one who delights in his own self, meaning who has achieved the highest degree of spirituality, as opposed to looking for happiness in the evanescent pleasures of the sense objects.
You mentioned a few things about what the Hatha Yoga Pradipika is about and how it explains Hatha Yoga. Maybe you can elaborate a little bit more on that.
I think a crucial teaching is that Hatha Yoga is a holistic system. It's not just a little physical part of yoga, which will be like a sort of gymnastic for yoga. On one hand, Hatha Yoga can be used as a fitness system or health system, a set of really smart exercises, but it's much more than that. It's a holistic spiritual system that includes the following techniques in order in which they are given in the Pradipikas. You have the yamas and niyamas, similar to those moral and ethical guidelines of Raja Yoga Sutras, but with a few more as well. Then you have a detailed explanation of the asanas, which are the yoga postures. And then you have, of course, pranayama. First, there is pranayama for purification, principally with the exercise called Nadi Shodhana or Anuloma Viloma. And then are introduced in the scripture the kriyas, the shat kriyas, which are there to cleanse the physical body, to remove the toxins, so that when comes the meat or the heart of the Hatha Yoga practice, one is totally ready for it. And that heart, that most important part of the practice, are the advanced pranayamas. The advanced pranayamas bring all their fruit and results when they are done in combination with some more advanced Hatha Yoga practices, which are mudras and bandhas. Now, all this lead to a complete and harmonious, at the same time, awakening of the Kundalini Shakti, the Kundalini power. And that leads to the fourth chapter, which is meditation or Raja Yoga. And in the Hatha Yoga Pradipika, the method of meditation that's advocated is the absorption of the mind. It's briefly mentioned absorption into an inner light, but more specifically, absorption of the mind into nada, which are the inner sounds which the yogi can hear once the system has been purified and the Kundalini Shakti awakened. So I would say this is the total set of practices from the Hatha Yoga according to the Pradipika.
Thank you very much, Swamiji.
Thank you.